This episode is sponsored by Jack Daniel's Gentleman Jack and their reel-to-reel viewing parties. This movie event is going to be for independent film artists, for you to check out a lot of independent film artists in your area and city, particularly St. Louis. This one will be going on Thursday, April 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Moolah Theater at 3821 Lindell Boulevard. Complimentary cocktails, food, and giveaways courtesy of Gentleman Jack Daniel's. Make sure you go to gentlemanjackfilm.com and register, because you have to register to be able to get in there for that event. And once again, make sure you drink responsibly. And for join anything else going on with Gentleman Jack with this film extravaganza, you can go, like I said, to gentlemanjackfilm.com and check out when your city will be having this event. Sign up, go check out some dope local independent film artists as they compete to try to go to the national event with Gentleman Jack Daniel's. And once again, that is gentlemanjackfilm.com.
This is a mission, not a small top thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the crib with this girl, Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to record it, forget it.
All right, welcome. We back, Javon, man. Another edition of the Feedback, man. Long time, man. People been waiting to hear from us, man.
Man, we are back, man. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sitting outside right now, man, like the pigeon lady on Home Alone 2.
Hey, man, the pigeon lady was kind of raw, wasn't she?
Man, yeah, dog. She had all kinds of pigeons on her, didn't she?
Yeah, oh, dude, man. She had a whole bunch on them, man. Do kids have movies like that, like we had then, man? Or is it so many movies now where, like, you know, where you don't really get that effect of, like, a movie? Do kids know a movie? Like, are kids 10 years from now going to be able to say, like, you remember that part of Moana, man, where such and such?
Bruh, they have, the kids nowadays have no classic movies. It's okay. I would say that they have more of a selection than what we had. Now it's like no classic. Like we can go back to our classics when you're talking about like Home Alone. I wouldn't necessarily say Problem Child was a classic, but
it's still a movie though that people would you would know it if you told me like, hey man, you look like, that look like the fat dude from Home from Problem Child. I would know what you was talking about.
right. Yeah, we would. I know that right now they have like that. Damn, a fucking bee was on me. My bad. Dude, this bee flew right on my chest, dog. Okay, I'm back.
No, but like, even like bad movies, man, like Three Ninjas. Like, we knew that shit.
Yeah, Three Ninjas. Yeah, you're right. You are right. I mean, we had some dope movies. Yeah, kids have more of a selection now when it comes to movies. We had more classics.
Yeah.
It's just like music though. Kids, it's all music out now. A whole bunch. You can go everywhere and get music. But back in the day, that's when we had more of the classics. It's the same thing now. I think the internet changed everything.
Yeah, and because you got to think about even like you said with music, TV shows, even like mm-hmm. or even think about when a kid movie came out, you was gonna see it off the strip because it was a kid movie. You was like, fuck it, I'm going. I don't even know what it's about. For
yeah.
me. It's a kid movie.
Even
black movies, it'd be like. Shit, I'm gonna go see Jason's Lyric because I don't know when a black movie gonna be in the theaters again.
I'm going to see Ghost Dad. I'm like, I hope. Like, dude, we would straight go see them type of movies, dog.
Dude, I remember when I was a kid, man. Did you get to see Tougher and Leather in theaters, Run DMC Tougher and Leather in theaters?
I'm sure I did.
I didn't, man.
No, you know what? I saw all the Fat Boys movies in theaters.
Right. But I'm talking about, dude, I remember, dude, I wanted to see Tougher. My mom was letting me go see it. It was rated R. I was like, yo, I love Run DMC. I got to see this. So we went to the Halls Ferry theater, right? It was sold out, dog. I was crying, dude, because I couldn't go
For
see
real?
The Run DMC. I was crying. I literally was crying because I couldn't go see the Run DMC Tougher Than Leather. And then I saw it a few years later. I was like, this movie was bad. Why was I crying to go see Tougher Than Leather? Like, I was like, I can't believe it. I want to go see Run DMC Tougher Than Leather.
Oh, man, yeah, dude. You were out there bad, man.
I was out there bad, man. I was upset, dude. Man, let's get jumping into some emails, trying. Man. Before we get into the final four, the NJCC, man. Before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to all our listeners, man. They've been really supporting this NJCC, man. The last round had 225 votes, man.
Absolutely. Right.
Do they have a campaign? Did you see the campaign for Eric Dickerson they had online?
I tagged you
in it and everything. Like, people was like, they made a hashtag Eric Dickerson NJCC, like trying to get people to vote for Eric Dickerson.
That's a Jerry Carroll championship.
And we gonna get into it later on, though, man, because there's some upsets that didn't happen, man. We got some major upsets, man, and for this final four, man.
But, okay.
So let's jump in this email. Shout out to our listener, Maya, man. I know we supposed to read this before. We had recorded before, but it got messed up. But she says, hello, straight old. See, guess which black person wasn't surprised that Steve Harvey met with Trump? Me. In December 2015, you all read an email I wrote in regarding Harvey allowing Paul Dean to teach and mentor his camp for black boys following racist comments. I also discussed other things he has done or said that should have been questioned by the black community a long time ago. You'd all didn't seem to believe I was implying in the letter, but after hearing Daryl and Javon's response to Harvey's reactions on the last show, I couldn't do anything but shake my head and laugh. If Trump was really adamant about social equality for blacks, people would have met with black politicians, professionals in healthcare, education, and criminal justice, not entertainers lacking credibility in those fields, and who are far removed from the day the issues affecting black Americans. I never doubted Trump would win and expected Trump's strategy in appearing black people, I mean, imperial black people friendly involved getting black entertainers on board. Anyway, I love the show, especially when you all talk about sports. Someday, Bomani Jones needs to invite you all to do the right time on ESPN. The way you all discuss sports is similar, and I think the chemistry would be amazing. Also, if you're not listening to Tax Zone's podcast where we discuss the incident, please do. To me, the whole thing was not worth someone getting shot over. I'm definitely going to miss Tax Zone shows. Keep up the good work, Maya.
Shout out to Maya.
Yeah, man, I mean, you know. Steve Harvey, man. I mean, he kind of, you know, he's trying to be like the black Oprah. Don't you feel like that?
I think that's the direction he was going.
Male Oprah. There you go, black male Oprah.
I wanted to have a little face, like, man, you know. even though, you know, I was like, the whole little thing like a man, I was like, come on. Now, that's, to me, that's like the preacher that I know that's preaching, but he fucking mad chick. You know, and I say that to say, like, Steve Harvey, the whole thing like a man, and everyone was looking at that like that was just a Bible, like, oh man, it's not everyone, I'm not gonna say everyone, but so I'm saying that to say, like, you know, even with Steve Harvey, like, back in the day, I gave him a chance after that, like, man, I wouldn't really mess with Steve when he did that, but I still gave him a chance. I said, man, you know, hopefully with this Donald Trump shit and that Martha, what was the lady name?
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen, yeah. I said, you know, hopefully with the Paula Deen thing, I don't know what excuse I made for him then. But, like, with this, I mean, I can't make no excuses to Steve. With Donald Trump.
I mean, I kind of go back to how him and Bernie Mac fell out and shit, though, back in the day, because he tried to get that Ocean 11's role.
Right. Well, you know what? I read up on that. Wasn't it like, I remember vaguely on that, on the Ocean 11 thing, you know, like Steve might have said, or trying to get the role. Was he trying to get the role,
and he was like, yeah, Bernie ain't going to be as dependable, and, like, you know, he ain't going to do what he need to do, and, like, basically just shitting on his boy and stuff, and that's why they fell out. They wasn't cool when Bernie Mac died. They was not cool, man.
Right. I heard he was in, like, he's in Chicago when he died, wasn't he?
Yeah, he went to the funeral and stuff, and he was, like, extra crying and stuff, and it's one of them things that, like, I mean, I get it, man, but, like, I don't know. I feel some type of way about the fact that he was so extra crying and shit, and you and this dude hadn't talked in like 7 years. And I know, DL felt some kind of way about it too on the low. I just think he didn't say nothing. You could just tell DL and Sed was looking at him like, well, DL, if you go look at the video, you can look online and look at the funeral. DL looking at him like, nigga. But he ain't never said nothing in public. And DL may be totally, may say, like, if I ever meet him, he'll be like, man, you was wrong on saying that. But it seemed like he was looking like, nigga, come on, man.
right, I do, for real.
Like, you crying real hard, and you and this dude, you tried to ruin this dude from getting some paper and stuff.
Well, I just see Steve crying. I think his crying was probably genuine. I think he was, like, for real crying just because you might have tried that kind of stuff or, you know, even the swindle person. All that, you reflect on that moment, on the moments when you know that somebody is no longer here, and you probably feel bad about it. Like, man, damn, I wish it would have been different. You know, like, he might even thought, you know, I don't know what Steve was thinking, but maybe, like, I messed up. But I just know... Maya was right. She was right.
Yeah, she was right. Maya was right. We can't even say right. that about it. But yeah, shout out to Bomani Jones, man. He's been doing a damn thing, man, on ESPN, man. And you see all these ESPN layoffs, though, dog?
100 layoffs, man.
Yeah, man. My my wife's sister works for my sister in law works for ESPN or whatever, and she was like, "Yo," and she said, "There's people on vacation and stuff with their families and stuff that didn't even know this was gonna happen."
For real?
Like, she said one dude she cool with or whatever, she told me who it was. I'll tell you off air which personality it was. And he said that he told her, he was like, "Yo, I just got off my plane, my family in Spain." And, like, got a text message from people like, "Yo, you just got fired." Like, so, like, think about niggas is tweeting you. "Hey, man, I heard you just got fired."
Man, I would just cut my phone off. I don't even want to hear it. Like, I'll talk about this when I get back.
Hey, but he didn't even know they was doing no downsizing. They decided to do that, like, 2 days ago.
I saw Charles Barkley and them talking about it. You know, like, man, you know, their hearts go out. I mean, you know, their prayers go out to everybody.
Yeah, that, man. Because some people weren't balling, though. Some people's just regular writers for the website and stuff like that. They wasn't, like, making them millions of dollars. They was making regular, you know, paper like anybody else was. They just happened to work for ESPN. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, you 100% correct, man. They were just like anybody else losing their job. You know, you lose your job, you're gonna feel it a little bit. But you know, I'm sure they all bounce back because that's a reputable company. When you're saying ESPN, reputable.
And you get a good severance too. They probably got a good severance too, though, man. Like, take care of them for a little.
Oh man, you know, I think they'll be good. Plus, it's other avenues you can go from ESPN. I'm sure TNT has openings. I'm trying
Fox
to think of what
Sports,
other stations.
Fox Sports,
yes, you know. So it's other openings. You guys will be all right.
And some of them cats got enough branding that they could probably maybe kind of start their own shit on the low, man. Like, they fired homeboy Andy Katz, the number one, like, college basketball dude, got fired this morning.
From what?
Yeah, man. The main dude for all that college basketball, dog, was fired this morning. I'm thinking somebody like him could flip it because he probably could still get press passes to all the games and stuff and still do stuff and just do it on his own, you know what I'm saying, and kind of make his
own thing. What do you mean probably can? He will.
Yeah.
He will
do that. Like, hey, he probably – does he show up still and just expect his press pass to be there at games? Like,
you know what I mean? I'm going to say this, though. He can actually start his own lane, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, maybe
he
can start his own –
little website and stuff,
like, yeah, with the NCAA, mm-hmm. the way he can do his own thing, you know, like he has a lot of people that know who he, you know, knows who he is, and I mean, I think
yeah, the dude got 300,000 Twitter followers, man. Like, dude, he could recoup that.
All he needs is one. I mean, he can come out talking about the whole ESPN thing, mm-hmm. and he's gonna get 300,000 more followers, and that's gonna, you know.
If I was even gangster, I start doing interviews like with John Calipari or something, putting it up on my site, you know, exclusive stuff like that.
All people that I'm saying maybe start interviewing people who work at the company with you. You know, not bad mouthing the company, but just kind of how you found out and you know some of the best experiences working there. That people probably don't know about, you know, some candid moments.
Yeah,
stuff like that. Do some stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, because they fired one dude, dog, 5 minutes before he's supposed to go on the air for his radio show. Danny Cannell, dude. They fired that dude. And he had a partner on the show, so his boy had to do the show without him.
Oh, he should have stick on the show. His first words should have been like, "Y'all got me fucked up." He should have been one.
Hey, what's up? Hey, is it messed up that they made you come into work and fire you, or would they have been more assholes letting you do your shift and then fire you?
Well, I'm gonna say this: if you can pay hourly, then and they let you do your shift and then fire you, that's cool. salary, tell you at the beginning of your shift. It's like, dude, I don't know. Just give me my regular check. Don't have me working a whole full day, and I'm not getting anything extra. Just give me my regular money, man. Let me know at the beginning of my shift. So I'm pretty sure he was salary. So I would say, you know, the beginning of the shift probably wasn't bad. But no, it was bad. 5 minutes before, you probably get ready.
And he could have stayed at home.
And yeah, he done dropped his kids off at daycare. He could have saved that money.
Yeah, man. I was like, dude, that was, man. I mean, it was like 100 people. These are on-air people and people that rode. I'm like, yo, that means all cable is changing, man. It's no money in cable no more like that, man. Everybody's streaming stuff.
Yeah, that is a sign of that, huh?
Yeah, man. You got to think about it. You know, like, well, how many TV shows do you watch when it actually come on?
Bruh, none probably. I've been watching Netflix and the Fire Stick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If anything, they need to shoot a missile at whoever developed the Fire Stick. That's who need to be taken out.
Nah, dog. He part of the Illuminati. He done changed. Whoever invented that, it ain't the actual Fire Stick. Is the app that lets you
do all
stream.
This stuff. Yeah.
The Cody app. Somebody done made it to where the Cody app, man, opens door. It's like open the heaven's gates. You can watch any movie.
You said it's open the heaven's gates.
Bro, I ain't gonna even lie, man. You know, this is one of my comedy comrades, man, the homeboy Lil Rel.
Yeah.
He was in the movie. I just watched Get Out yesterday on the Fire Stick, man. It was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, no, it was damn good, man. But see, let's jump in some more of these questions, man. Somebody asked, I know y'all finna talk about, shout out to T. Williamson on Twitter. He says, man, what y'all think about this Kendrick? I know y'all gonna talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, yeah, man? I mean, I listened to it twice. I think it was pretty good, man. I think it was, you know, a solid album.
That Duckworth song was pretty ill, though, to me.
Which one?
Duckworth, the one that's a true story. It's about Top Dog almost killing his dad back in the day.
Almost killing. Oh, I'm trying to.
It's the last
I had to re-listen to that one.
Yeah,
I have to
it's
to
a
that
story
one.
Basically about how Top Dog almost robbed his dad's, like, I think KFC or something like that, and almost killed him.
Well,
and then he was like,
Top Dog
was robbing the spot.
No, I'm saying that's the he's over TDE, right?
Right. Top Dog Entertainment. Yeah, and he was talking about how if Top Dog would have killed my dad, then I would have never been discovered. I'd never been where I am, and all this shit wouldn't have been going on. I was like, damn, at the end of the song, he flipped it like that. Like, damn.
Okay, my favorite song, one of my favorite songs, and that's just because it sounds like the Outkast song, is that Lust.
Yeah, Lust is dope. Lust is dope.
Yeah, man. Big Boy and Dre got to get on a remix of that, though. I would love to hear that with them two on that.
I mean, he sold 600,000, man, first week, man.
His first week.
Dude,
I believe that.
Anybody did numbers like that in about 10 years, man.
Yeah, I remember they were saying Lil Wayne sold a million in a week. I still don't kind of believe that, man. I'm sorry.
You think Baby Boy coming
up? Yeah, man, I think it was something going on with that. 1 million. And then, that was during the time I think people were more probably buying albums around the time. I do believe Wayne probably sold a lot, but when you say a million in a week,
because Cass was bootlegging which Carter they probably with the Carter 3 then? They saying?
I think it was like Carter 3, right.
So that's 2007, 2008. People was bootlegging in.
Yeah, people are bootlegging in. Are you talking about they bought a million copies? That's why I was like, it sounds good. Sounds good.
But I think it's a dope album, man. Kendrick did his thing with this, man. He's really pushing the genre and hip hop, man.
I didn't like Humble.
You didn't like Humble? Humble's grown on me, man. I like it more, though.
It was just okay to me, Humble was.
Yeah, but, I mean, people, it's so interesting because it's a juxtaposition because, like, I think mumble rap is going to be done in a minute, dog.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Kendrick's setting the tone now. He's setting the stage to where you got to, like, and I think Drake even got his own lane, but I would like to hear, but I don't know, I guess Drake can't even be considered up there with the top of the season no more because
he
of what we found out.
from the movie we found out about brother Drake. He's interesting, man. He's an interesting dude with that, but it's, like, think about all the mumble rap cats you ain't heard from, Rich Homie Quan, Think about any of them little cats, man. The Migos have figured out their own lane to kind of do their own thing, like making it their own kind of thing. Even Young Thug trying to come out with an R&B album now, dog. Like, that's
no
how
way.
Much, yeah, that's how he desperate for doggone attention. Because his last album sold like 20,000 or something, man.
What?
Yeah, like that mumble. Like, it's cool for your one song. Like, people, you know, one song people are doing it. But people, I ain't saying everybody's going to be rapping like KRS One and then out here. But I think it's going to be like, well, man, I want to kind of hear what you're saying a little bit. You know, the beat is cool. Everybody got beats, you know, but I want to kind of hear at least a little something.
I just heard Young Thug on something that he was actually rapping on, and I didn't know it was him until it was on somebody's CD, dog. It was somebody's
new CD.
It might have been Rick Ross's new CD. Was he on Rick Ross's new CD?
Yeah, he's on Rick Ross's new CD, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And, man, he had actual verse when he was rapping, and I didn't know that it was him until I, like, looked at the thing on Tidal. It was, like, you know, featuring Young Thug. I was like, Young Thug, which one? I didn't hear Young Thug, but I did hear Young Thug. He just was kind of rapping a little different, you know? But I'm hoping it's a death to the mumble rap. And, I mean, I just say let's at least have some substance, man, because I'm going to say, like you said, you don't have to be all fully conscious and, you know, right? But at least try. Like, okay, a prime example, like somebody who wasn't, like, fully conscious, but they were still putting out some dope stuff. Back in the day when, like, Ludacris,
yeah,
Eminem, and all that, when they, you say what?
T.I.
Yeah, exactly. Like right, Tip, yeah. So you talking about people back in the day who were spitting, man, and it wasn't about no, you know, conscience. You got to be conscious. It wasn't nobody. Everybody can be Nas. Everybody can be Common. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jay-Z even said that Jay-Z got his own lane. All of them had their own. The greats have their own lanes, but the greats also spit, and they put the, you know, they put their pen to that paper, boy, and they make it happen. And it's gonna be some heat when they put it out, for the most part.
Because somebody down, you need to peep this EP, man. You got to peep that Freddie Gibbs, man. That motherfucker's hard, man. Like, it's good, dog. Like, I listen to that damn near maybe more than Kendrick right now. No bullshit.
Freddie Gibbs. You know, and I've never been a huge fan of Freddie
Gibbs.
I haven't
either. The last three albums, dog, the last 5 years, Gibbs has been on point, dog. Since he did that album with Madlib or whatever, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, his projects then been consistent, dog. Like, peep out some of Freddie Gibbs stuff, man. You're going to be like, he kind of going hard. And you know what he's saying? It's some gangster thug stuff, but it's like, it's dope, though. You know, it ain't
really
nothing yet, dude. That new Freddie Gibbs album is dope, dog. Like, it's this track on there called Amnesia. Dog, that is my joint, dude. Like, that Freddie
Gibbs, man,
well,
I got to hear that, man.
Yeah, that Freddie Gibbs is dope, man. All right, man, let's get into this Ari Spears situation, man. People, we had four tweets about this, one not knowing what Javon thought about this Ari Spears fight situation on Corey Holcomb's show.
Man, I'm gonna say this, man. You know, I think I know Ari's probably don't even remember me, but that's a good part about being me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get a chance to interact with a lot of people. You know. And I'm not going to say, man, he's arrogant, but it was a level of arrogance, you know, in me meeting him. And I hadn't even performed or nothing like that, you know, and if I did perform, I'm sure he would remember me. But it was just, I don't know, man. Like, some people had a certain level of arrogance to them that I feel. And I think that Zoe on that show felt it, you know what I'm saying? And I watched it, man, to talk over somebody all the time. Now, he might have been drunk too. That might have helped it, but that was like disrespect for the whole, every time I try to say something, you talk over me. And then Corbin was even trying to be like, come on, okay, Harry, let me let you talk. You know what I'm saying? It was to the point where Harry was talking over every fucking body. And it was, he might have been just because he was drunk, you know? And Zoe got tired of it, you know. he got tired of it, and, you know, Eric is like, you drunk, about fighting or whatever, I don't know. And I just remember drugs. Zoe saying, no, I'm not drunk, I'm totally something.
Yeah, you something totally sound of mind.
Yeah, okay. And then Eric is like, Well, I'm drunk, so that's even more of a reason I beat your ass or something you said. it was on that level. So when you say it from where I'm from, you say all that kind of shit, don't even think it's not going to be a fight. You know, all that, I'm going to beat your ass.
That means it's on. It's on.
Yeah, go ahead and we're going to see if you really about what you're saying. You know, you're talking about you're going to beat my ass. Okay, that's fine. So after he said that, Eric should just been ready. You know what I'm saying? Because he was poking a, I ain't going to say poking a lion, and then like, but it kind of was like that you poking the situation to where you know it can escalate. So by saying stuff like, y'all, you light-skinned niggas ain't going to do, like, oh, they kind of, yeah. Okay. It's like, okay.
It's a light-skinned nigga to whoop your ass.
Man, come on, man. Pacquiao light-skinned. I know you're Filipino, but... He light skin. We got a lot of light skin.
Muhammad Ali
was
his light skin. He beat the shit Mike Tyson
was light skin.
He beat the brakes off of people.
Hey,
I mean,
man,
you know what? I was thinking about it, man. I was like, because I've heard some other interviews like with Aries. I think he has bitterness because the game passed him by. And what I mean by that is all his peers, because you got to think, Ari Spears has been in the game since the early 90s. So you got to think Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker, you know, he's a little bit younger than I would say like Steve Harvey and DL and them. But like that class of cats that he came in with all end up blowing up and he never blew up. But he has the arrogance of somebody that was on that level with them at one point.
Yeah, man.
It's like a dude that played college ball. He might have played college ball AI or something, and you went to the league for like a couple of years. But after a while, AI and, like, you know, Kobe and
Ray
all them,
Allen,
they balling. But he at the club, though, kicking it like he on the same level as Kobe. And then when they first came in the league, nah, dog, you only played 3 years, and you know, you on the bench. But then you'd be like, man, I used to give it to AI, though, back in college. Well, it's a little different. The game passed you by, you know, whatever.
Well, no, better yet, you talking about LeBron and them bad now. Like, LeBron, he might be a bigger star, but I'll cross the nigga like he was talking about Kevin Hart one time.
What was
time.
The one dude that was doing up LeBron back in the day in high school? Lenny Cook. And that'd be like Lenny Cook.
Right, exactly.
Talking about LeBron, like, I used to do LeBron up in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard Aries, I would say, he sounded real to me. He sounded real bitter.
Yeah.
On his it was an interview he did where he was kind of talking about Kevin Hart. He was just saying how Kevin has a team of writers, and now my thing is though, much fun. Now, do I think Kevin Hart is the funniest man in comedy? No, I don't think he's funny in comedy. But
I don't think Kevin Hart would even say he's the funniest man in comedy though.
No. When I say Kevin Hart is one of the hardest working men ever in comedy,
hell yeah.
And that, like, Kevin Hart outworked everybody. He outworked everybody. And I think with Aries, like, I heard him talking about Kev. He was saying, like, you know, Kev has a team. He has people, team of writers and this and the other. Now, don't anybody think for one second that Kevin Hart is not helping, he's not writing or helping, you know, write his own stuff.
Eddie
Murphy
didn't write all his shit.
No, you know what I'm saying? So Richard Pryor didn't. So my point is, when you get on a certain level, you can, it's impossible. It is impossible to do all of that touring and all of these movies,
TV
all of this,
shows.
These commercials, these TV shows, appearances, and still be able to sit down and do a whole, like, master a whole 1 hour that you're going to tape and put back on television. You are a business at this point. You are a business. Mm. Kevin Hart, understand that you are a business. Let me, you know, I'll get to that level where, I'm pushing out specials like that. Of course I'm going to hire all my people that I know I work well with. We're going to hash some shit out, and we're going to put out some classics. So that's how you got to look at it. And Kevin Hart is just smart. You can't fault him for that. So I think Aries was looking at it, and Aries said, you know, so basically, like, if him and Kevin was to go head up on stage, Kevin know what to have, that type of thing. And me, honestly, I don't know if Aries could beat Kevin. Okay,
I
let's
don't
just
think
say
so. He's got, he does
let,
great
let's just say
he does great impressions. I don't
let,
know.
Let's just say this:
funny.
If Kevin, if Aries told Kevin, now if y'all were gonna do that, you gotta add a throw something in the game, throw a little wrench in there. Aries could tell Kevin something he cannot do on stage. And let Kevin tell Aries something he can't do on stage.
Oh,
and then let's just see if they can who'll come out on top then. So let's just say Aries told Kevin, you can't do any short jokes. Okay, Kev, cool. Kev said, okay, Aries, you can't do any impressions.
That's it. Game over. It's over.
Hey.
It's over.
I think Aries would be the disadvantage. I honestly do.
Hey, but shout out to Corey. Shout out to your boy, man. If you ever see Corey, man, let him know. That dude's hilarious, dude, though. Like, he was looking at the situation going out because his face was looking like, oh, so shit finna pop off the way his face looked.
Man, Corey was laughing. I said Corey and shit. I said Corey and shit.
Shit, dog. Hey, he looked like Nelson on the playground, like egging shit on. On the Simpsons.
Oh, bruh. He was looking and smiling when Zoe was like, something, man. Because, okay. He said, we'll see you, or something Zoe was saying. Corey was just smiling. I said, oh. I said, Corey ain't shit. It reminded me to tell you something off the air, too, dog.
Yeah, no, but Corey ain't shit, though, man. That shit's hilarious, man.
Yeah, man. That's my dude, man.
Shout out to Corey Holcomb, man. He's a hustling cat, too, on the low, man. Is he the streets Kevin Hart?
I wouldn't say that. I would say Corey Holcomb actually has his own lane, though.
I'm talking about the streets, like the streets meaning like Kevin Hart got kind of the mainstream. It'd be like he the underground champion, like how Talib Kweli and Mos Def was like the underground champions while you had Jay-Z and Nas on the mainstream side.
I could say Corey and D-Ray.
Ooh, it's another one. That's good. Okay.
I would say Corey and D-Ray. And I know Lil Duval,
yeah. Lil Duval got out of the streets, too, yeah.
Yeah, so probably them three, I would say, would be like, you know.
They the people's champs. I'm saying like when you call it the people's champ. They get the people's
right. I would put them three at that point. But, yeah, because them guys getting that. They getting that bag, man. Yeah. Them guys getting that bread.
He sold out six shows. D-Ray sold six shows this past weekend in St. Louis.
Man, probably could have did more, man. D-Ray gives a lot of love, dude. He gives a lot of love. But as I'm trying to think, what Duval did, he did Heat Live in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Corey, I remember when Corey did the ambassador.
And he did the funny bone, too.
Well, I know. Well, I'm talking about just the ambassador in general. That was like, man, when I tell you that's the most packed I've ever seen. But that was probably, I would say that's probably about 1,400 people in there, man. It was a lot of people. Yeah, it came out to see Corey Holcomb, and it would have been more, but I'm sure they didn't look like they had enough room to fit anybody else. So when I walked in the door, I'm literally walking right behind where people were sitting there. They had to put chairs out so close, like chairs almost in the aisle, close to like the area they wanted to see fucking Corey Holcomb. And yeah, man, Corey, he, man, I'm gonna tell you this, that dude is a genius too, man. Like, I always say this: people like him and Patrice O'Neal, to me, those are the when you talk about just guys who can say the most. I'm talking about morbidly outlandish, like the shit they say, man, it's so crazy. But yet, who can say something about an abortion or a miscarriage and make it funny?
Right,
Corey Holcomb. Corey Holcomb is like, if I try to do that shit, people would be looking at me like, come on, Javon, you going too far now. Like, people would say, somebody would come up to me after I perform. I guarantee they'd be like, man, come on, man. You funny and shit.
This ain't you, Javon.
Yeah, exactly, dog. Exactly. So, Corey, like you say, man, he has a gift. He has a gift. Definitely a gift, man. And with that happening on this show and the way he was laughing, Corey, you ain't shit for that.
Hey, Corey, shout out to Corey, though, man. Like, I seen that cat doing all kind of crazy rooms, though. So he built himself up, man. So, yeah, shout out to Corey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. So, man, let's get into this finally, man. The Final Four, the NJCC, we can release it, man. All right.
Go ahead, dude.
All right, so in the R&B bracket, we got to the Elite Eight. It was Michael Jackson versus Ola Ray. With the overwhelming amount of votes, Michael Jackson is in the Final Four of the NJCC. Okay. He was a number one seed. All right. In the rap category, we had a Cinderella story. Rick James got all the way to the Elite Eight against Ice Cube as a 9 seed. He came all the way back. I mean, he was beating everybody. He beat Cube. I mean, he beat Quick. He beat Eazy-E.
He won his opening round game against I forgot who he beat, but all the way to the Elite Eight. He loses to Ice Cube, though. Ice Cube is in the Final Four of the NJCC. So two more.
Yeah, I mean that Doughboy Travis Compton curl. Nothing really gets better than that.
No. And the fact that like the funny part though is what was the Straight Outta Compton where he's running with that curl. And it's bouncing.
Oh yeah, that curl, hey, man, it got so much bouncing down to it.
So
oh,
all right, so these are where we got some upsets, man, going on in these last two categories. So on the movies and TV's category, we had some upsets. Stoney Jackson has knocked off Daryl from Coming to America to reach the Final Four of the NJCC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised that people was able to really appreciate the curl of Stoney Jackson, because nobody knows Stoney Jackson no more, but he is in the Final Four.
But you know what? People went to the pictures of him.
Yeah, they
people
did.
Saw the pictures.
And they probably Googled it, like,
you know what?
Who is Stoney? Oh, no, he got to make it.
Yeah, you're going to put him in the finals, though.
Because Daryl was a fictional character, though, so that's why I think Stoney might have beat Daryl to make it to the Final Four. He's a real person that really walked around with this curl like this.
But as fictional a character as Daryl was, man, his curl was just so, man, I don't even know the word I can put that's gonna talk about. His curl exemplified excellence. I'm talking about it just, you know, exuded just, man, this is greatness.
But it also stopped curls too, though. That movie actually ended curls too as well, along with Michael Jackson getting burned up. I think those are the two things that stopped the curl.
It made people be more cautious. Don't sit on my couch and don't have a cigarette by my curl.
Hey, how many people stopped smoking because of them having a curl? like man, I can't even smoke, man. I can't even smoke.
Somebody probably heard it on the news while they were putting their curl in. Michael Jackson is burned third degree due to his activated catching on fire. Somebody probably would had the curl
and
cream in their head.
And
they probably was like,
and smoking while they doing it.
Damn, let me put this out. Moody activated back. Moody, can you burn this whole goddamn bathroom up? Moody.
All right, last up. So this was a highly debated, contested category. It was Deion Sanders versus Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson came from a playing game. He is a Cinderella story as well. He had a hashtag going on Twitter to support Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson has made the Final Four and upset Deion Sanders. He is in the Final Four of the NJCC by 2%.
Let Deion know.
I know. Look, by 2 percentage points. Like, literally, this is the closest. Was this category?
I wonder if Eric Dickerson have a Twitter.
Yeah, he does. I'm if he wins it, I'm gonna hit him up.
Nah, I'm gonna let him know today. Like, hey, Eric, you beat out Deion Sanders
in the NJCC.
Yeah, in the NJCC.
I need to find out Stoney Jackson. I need to see if Stoney Jackson got one.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna put the link on there too.
And MJ, MJ is dead, so we can't. Do we send one to? Jermaine didn't make it out the first round, though.
Yeah, maybe he can accept the award on behalf of Mike.
Or should we send it to LaToya?
No, we're going to send it to Jermaine, because Jermaine, I think he appreciates the curl more.
Yeah, and he probably, he'd be like, and he wanted to be Mike anyway. After his whole life, he wanted to be Mike anyway.
Yeah, I think Jermaine will appreciate the curl a lot more than what LaToya would.
So now, for everybody, you know, you got to go to vote. Go to our Facebook fan page, Stroud Low Cash, or our Twitter page, Straight OLC, or you can go to playbuzz.com and then put in National Jerry Curl Championship Tournament, and it'll pop up. And the Final Four, once again, Ice Cube taking on Michael Jackson. And in the bottom half of the bracket, Stoney Jackson taking on Eric Dickerson. Those are your Final Four combatants for the best Jerry Curl of all time. People were trying
to
say Deion.
Who's going to do it out for that top two spot?
Woo, and some people could see that the push was saying that the only reason Deion is getting pushed to the Final Four because he's more popular. You know,
that's because you can say that about Michael Jackson, though.
Yeah. But Michael Jackson, that's what I'm saying, though. This is why we have y'all vote. You know what I'm saying? This is why it's for people. We don't decide it.
I mean, we've had some great, I mean, there were some upsets, man. I mean, Eric Dickerson literally had to play his way into the tournament and knocked off a 2 seed, a 3 seed, and it knocked off the number 1 seed to go to the Final Four. He is the Cinderella story of this whole tournament, man. I mean, I didn't think he beat out, he beat out some of the best curls in sports to get there.
Yeah, bro. That right there
is a Cinderella story.
Yeah.
So who you have this Final Four? Who do you have in this Final Four, man?
Man, I'm gonna go ahead and go with I know Cube and Mike. I gotta go with Cube. And let me see. We talking about Rick James versus
Stoney Jackson versus Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. My bad. So I would say at this point, man, I'm going to go Eric Dickerson, man.
Dang, so Eric Dickerson is...
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, he better than Seabiscuit right now. He the underdog story for real.
So whoever bet on him, well, they don't want they want their money back plus a whole bunch more, huh?
They got paid for Eric Dickerson making the Final Four, man. Oh, man, shout out to Eric Dickerson, man. And he also, throwing it back some... we talking about Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs's baby mama is Eric Dickerson's daughter.
Dang, ain't that something? See how we did on this episode? See how we connected on this episode?
Connected it all together, man. Javon, let everybody know they can hit you up, man.
Man, y'all can hit me up on Twitter at JOVANBIBBS. You can hit me up on Instagram at same thing, Javon Bibbs.
Yeah,
Facebook, man, the exact same thing.
Yeah, make sure y'all email us, straightolc@gmail.com. The link also for the NJCC will be in the show notes if you just need to click on that or need to see the link if you can't directly go to it. But I appreciate y'all listening. We're going to be trying to get some more feedbacks, of course, and everything on y'all. And thank y'all for listening. Peace.
Peace.